Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to Survival Mode Exit, Thrive Mode Activated. You know that feeling when you're in the middle of a conversation, and things just spiral? Words get tangled, emotions flare up, and suddenly, what started as a simple chat turns into a full-blown communication meltdown. Trust me, I've been there. We all have. But what if we could navigate those tricky conversations with grace, clarity, and a whole lot of respect? That's exactly what we're diving into today. Mindful communication, because let's face it, our words have power, and we deserve to wield that power responsibly. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh great, another self-help episode, hear me out. This isn't about becoming some super Zen monk who only speaks in platitudes. It's about equipping ourselves with practical tools, real talk strategies, to express ourselves authentically while building stronger connections. Think of it like this. Mindful communication is the secret sauce to unlocking smoother relationships, less stress, and a whole lot more genuine connection. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that can revolutionize your communication game. 1. Active listening. It's not just about hearing words. Ever feel like people are just waiting for their turn to talk instead of truly listening? That's a major roadblock. Mindful communication starts with genuinely paying attention. I mean, really focusing on what the other person is saying, both verbally and nonverbally. That means putting away your phone, making eye contact, and even mirroring their body language, subtly, of course. Think of it like being a detective, gather all the clues to understand the full story they're trying to tell. 2. Choose your words wisely. Be specific, be kind. Words can be powerful weapons or healing balm. When we're stressed or frustrated, our default might be to say something harsh or accusatory. But mindful communication encourages us to pause, take a breath, and choose words that are both specific and kind. Instead of saying, "You always do this," try, "I feel hurt when you," specific action. See the difference? 3. Embrace I statements. Own your feelings. Taking ownership of your emotions is crucial for healthy communication. When you use I statements, like, "I feel frustrated when," or, "I need," you're expressing your experience without blaming or attacking the other person. This creates a space where both parties can be heard and understood. 4. Ask clarifying questions. Don't assume you know. Ever jump to conclusions in a conversation? We all do. But mindful communication calls for curiosity. Instead of making assumptions, ask clarifying questions like, "Can you tell me more about that?" Or, "What do you mean by specific word?" Quote dot. It shows that you're truly engaged and want to understand their perspective. 5. Practice empathy. Walk in their shoes. This is a game changer. Put yourself in the other person's shoes. Try to see things from their point of view, even if you don't agree with them. This doesn't mean you have to condone their actions, but it does help create understanding and compassion. Remember, everyone is fighting their own battles. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're having dinner with your partner, and things start getting tense. Maybe you had a stressful day at work, or there's a disagreement brewing about something. But instead of resorting to blame or defensiveness, you take a deep breath and remember these 5 key takeaways. You actively listen to what your partner is saying, use I statements to express your feelings, ask clarifying questions to understand their perspective, and try to see things from their point of view. The result? A calmer, more productive conversation, even if you don't agree on everything. It might take some practice, but trust me, mindful communication is a game changer. It's about building bridges, not walls. And when we communicate with intention and respect, we create a ripple effect of positivity that touches every aspect of our lives. So, go out there and make your words count. Take one of these takeaways, maybe active listening or I statements, and put it into practice today. Share your experiences with me on social media, and let's keep this conversation going. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. Together, we can cultivate a world where communication is truly a force for good. Until next time, stay mindful, stay awesome, and keep thriving.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.